Hello, Beth Strand for Radio on the Go Media, KLMJ 104.9 and 99 The Wave in Parkersburg. Welcome to my Wedding Singer music and movie review. The Wedding Singer came out in 1998 with a budget of $18 million. The movie grossed $123 million with a runtime of 96 minutes. Set in 1985, this is the best 80s movie not filmed in the 80s, according to me. Starring Adam Sandler as the wedding singer Robbie Hart, Drew Barrymore as Julia Sullivan, her cousin Holly Sullivan is played by Christine Taylor of Hey Dude and the Brady Bunch movie from the 90s, Sammy the limo driver as Robbie's best friend played by Alan Covert. He is seen in other Sandler films as well as Grandma's Boy. Glenn Gulia, Julia's fiancé, played by Matthew Glave, known as a TV star for ER and Picket Fences. And George, part of the Wedding Singer's band, played by Alexis Arquette, from the famous Arquette family and Bride of Chucky. The opening of the movie is a wedding reception at the banquet hall where our main character sings You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive. That song came out in 1985 and hit number one on the UK charts. Later on, we see actor Steve Buscemi playing the drunk brother of the groom, giving a rather drunken speech. Robbie then de-escalates the scene and takes a break, giving his bandmate George some time to sing this next song. It's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me from Culture Club from 1982. That hit number two on the Hot 100 and spent 3 weeks in 1983. In the next scene, we hear Dick Hosmer from After the Fire. Back in 1982, originally recorded by Falco, After the Fire hit number two in 83 and received extensive play on MTV. In this scene, we see the kitchen chef turn up the song on the radio. He also gives Julia some advice after hearing her tell Holly her fiancé Glenn has still not agreed to a date. The chef opens up his shirt and says, relax, don't do it, which features a Frankie Goes to Hollywood t-shirt that was actually very popular at the time. My older sister had one, and there is photographic evidence to that. So this song is not heard in the movie, but it is referenced. It's Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood from 1984. Next, we hear Don't Stop Believing by Journey. That song came out in 1981 and is actually being played by the wedding orchestra while Robbie Hart stands at the altar waiting for his fiancée Linda to walk down the aisle. She's not coming, sadly, which is why when Billy Idol's White Wedding music video plays in the next scene, Robbie tells his brother-in-law to turn it off. So White Wedding by Billy Idol came out in 1982. In this scene, it's pretty funny. There is a fun interaction with his nephews, Tyler and Petey, where Petey is dressed as Freddy Krueger and hands Robbie a picture of his ex, Linda, with devil horns. It's a great reference to the time as Nightmare on Elm Street came out in 1984 and was a huge hit. Another scene where Robbie is babysitting his nephews, we get this interaction.
Is it true that you're in the middle of a nervous breakdown?
No.
Nervous breakdown! Nervous breakdown!
Who said that?
Everybody's been saying that.
Everybody? You're 8 years old. You only know your parents. What are you talking about?
Is it true that you're going to end up in a mental institution? Cuckoo's nest! Cuckoo's nest!
And me and my friends quote that to this day. Many of these quotes are just great and are in my repertoire, if you will. In another scene, we see Holly as she's listening to 99 Luftballons by Nina. That song coming out in 1984, and she's listening to it on a Sony Walkman. The Sony Walkman came out in 1979, hitting popularity in the 80s and early 90s. In another scene, we get another reference to music technology, where Glenn brings Julia a CD player. It was first released in 1982 in Japan and in 1983 in the U.S., and she asks if she should put on a record. Totally oblivious of the CD technology, she is told, no, it only plays CDs. Next, there's an interaction where Linda shows up to let Robbie know all the reasons why she didn't show up to the wedding, and then we get this hilarious line delivered by Sandler.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
The next song we hear is Holiday by Madonna. That song coming out in 1983 and was a huge hit in the dance and club scene. But in this scene, Robbie is cry singing it at a reception, obviously not ready to not only be working again, but at a wedding, no less. Great acting, and he ends up changing some of the lyrics to confess that he still lives in his sister's basement, and it gets me every time. After a speech, Robbie is feeling a little more jaded and angry at the newlyweds. He starts to sing this next song, Love Stinks, from 1980. And it quickly comes to an end when he is knocked out by the father of the bride. Whoops. Cut to the next scene where we hear Pass the Dutchie by Youth of Today, coming out in 1982. That song was an instant hit, but sadly, their only hit for Youth of Today. That song is coming from the limo as Sammy drives up to visit Robbie at his house. Robbie is lying in the dark on his bed listening to Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. That song coming out in 1980. Sammy then convinces Robbie to go to Julia's engagement party to get out of the house and enjoy himself. Too Shy by Kaja Gugu from 1983 is playing as they arrive at Glenn's mansion. Sammy is wearing a red leather jacket, very Michael Jackson-esque. Robbie tells him to lose the glove, and that's a reference to 1983 when Jackson debuted a crystal-encrusted glove at the 25th anniversary of Motown. All Night Long by Lionel Richie from 1983 is playing in the background when Julia asks Robbie for help planning her wedding after he gives her some advice on where she should get her wedding flowers. This next song, Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins from 1983, just plays as a transition song in the movie. In a scene where Robbie and Julia end up at the photography studio, the photographer mistakes them as a couple and says that they will probably stay together forever, like Donald and Ivana, Bert and Lonnie, Woody and Mia. And of course, referring to Donald Trump and Ivana, Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson, Woody Allen and Mia Farrow, of course, famous couples at the time that have since broken up and had disastrous separations. Ladies' Night by Kool and the Gang from 1979 is actually played by the other wedding singer, Jimmy Moore, and his band, played by John Lovitz. He is an over-the-top and crude singer, and this famous scene where Robbie then sings his new song to Julia at her request. He states it was half written while he was with Linda and half after they broke up, and he was listening to The Cure a lot. John Lovitz stands in the wings and says one of my favorite lines of all time.
He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits.
Next, we get a wedding planning montage where the gang is looking at dresses and cakes, and then there's a driving test that's set up for Sammy by Robbie just to mess with him, and another great quote that I use to this day.
You hit two cones. Those could have been people. Those could have been guests at her wedding.
They were cones.
And let me tell you, when I say they were cones, maybe half of the people know what I'm referencing. We hear Blue Monday by New Order that came out in 1983 as we arrive at a club where Robbie and Holly is doing a double date with Julia and Glenn. Holly is dressed like Madonna in her Lucky Star era from 1983. And wardrobe does a great job making the outfits in the 80s without being too over the top or too costumey. I mean, there are times where, yes, like Holly is dressed up like Madonna. But most of the time, everyone in pretty casual 80s gear. So props to the wardrobe production for not being too costumey with the 80s garb. The next song that we hear playing at the club is David Bowie's China Girl from his 1983 album Let's Dance. And Holly confesses that she thinks David Bowie is sexy. And Glenn retorts that she thinks the time to make the donuts guy is sexy, which is a hilarious Dunkin' Donuts 80s commercial reference. And we also see that commercial play in the background of another scene. So once again, it's all kind of tying back to the 80s. Julia is feeling a little sick, so Holly takes her to the restroom where we get a scene where it's just Glenn and Robbie. Robbie notices Glenn checking out a waitress, and he makes a comment to egg Glenn on, and we get this famous quote.
That's grade A, top choice meat.
Glenn goes on to confess that he has cheated at least last week on Julia. And we get this great camera work and song mix where we hear the B-52's Private Idaho as we get a close-up on Robbie's face where that kind of like aha moment that Glenn is a dirtbag. And I just love that pairing. In the next scene, we are outside the club and we hear the Miami Vice theme song as Glenn opens up the door to his DeLorean. Miami Vice came out in 1984 and was a huge hit, with the first season getting a 15 Emmy nominations. And of course, Glenn is known to be a huge fan and dresses like Don Johnson the entire film. As Glenn drives away with a drunk Julia in the car, we hear Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs playing outside of the club. Robbie and Holly end up sharing a kiss, but it's pretty clear that nothing else is going to happen because Robbie has the hots for Julia after asking Holly what she sees in Glenn. He assumes that it's the money thing, the security situation, and Holly says, yeah, security is a big deal for everybody. Even though that might not necessarily be the case, Robbie just assumes that Julia is into material things and money. So the next day, Robbie is on a mission to find a big boy job and to make lots of money. That's where he ends up going to the bank for an interview where we see Kevin Nealon from SNL giving him an interview. And we get this great quote.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
Of course, that brings us to our next song, Money by the Flying Lizards. This came out in 1979, but was originally sung by Barrett Strong in 1959. After not being able to secure a new job, Robbie goes and gets drunk with his friend Sammy at the bar. He then shows up to his house and sees Linda waiting for him. And I love how they pair the camera work with this song. It's How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. As he's like falling over drunk. And it's just that sliding guitar riff with him going down. I just love the way they pair the music with the camera work sometimes in this movie. The next song we hear is Wake Me Up Before You Go by Wham!. That song coming out in 1984 and was Wham!'s first UK and US number one. It's being sung by Linda as she tries to wake Robbie up and she's wearing his shirt. He then says, get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up. Another excellent reference to the time because David Lee Roth left Van Halen in 1985. This is the part of the film while Robbie realizes that Julia came to visit him that night before and assumed Linda and he got back together. So now she has taken off to get eloped with Glenn in Las Vegas. In the next scene, it's Rosie's anniversary party. She's the sweet little old lady that Robbie had been giving voice lessons to in exchange for meatballs. After she sings her song to her husband, Robbie takes off to try and catch up with Julia, and Rosie sings this song. It's Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang from 1979. And here I have a little clip of Rosie singing that as well.
I said hip-hop, I hit it to the hip, to the hip-hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
Robbie is at the airport in the next scene, desperate to catch Julia with Glenn on their way to elope in Las Vegas. We see someone at the ticket counter with a swoop and droop haircut, made famous by the singer Mike Score of Flock of Seagulls. It's not in the movie, but another reference. Once again, a great job done by hair and wardrobe. It's I Ran by Flock of Seagulls from 1982. In the next scene, we're on the plane with Robbie in first class as he's telling the story of him and Julia to everyone that will listen, including Billy Idol, played by the real Billy Idol. After a waitress says that a creep called her a...
That's grade A, top choice meat.
Robbie realizes that they are on the plane as well. Billy Idol loans his guitar to Robbie so he can sing the song, Grow Old With You, created by the actor Adam Sandler. The flight attendants and Billy block Glenn while Robbie sings his song to Julia. And I always tear up at the scene seeing Robbie and Julia confess their love and kiss for the first time. It's so true that Sandler and Barrymore have a lot of chemistry together throughout the film. And they've gone on to star together in other films such as 50 First Dates coming out in 2004 and the movie Blended from 2014. The next scene opens as we're at Robbie and Julia's wedding, and we hear Spandau Ballet's True being played by the wedding band, sung by Steve Buscemi. And that is the end of the film, and as the credits roll, Video Killed the Radio Star plays by the Buggles, that song coming out in 1979, and was actually the very first music video that played on the new MTV channel that premiered August 1, 1981. That is the end of my Wedding Singer music and movie review. I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun, of course, watching this movie and listening to the music. I just love movies so much, especially a good movie with a great soundtrack. So stay tuned. I may be doing these more in the future. So have a great day.